Brian, I'm hearing you've been very vocal so far during workouts. Is that true?
Not some more than I would think that I normally would be, but like I said, it's good for me. I've been waiting for these guys to get back for about 5 months, so it's good to be around these guys and get out there and sweat with them, work with them. And first week and then up through today have been great.
What would you characterize your leadership style as?
It just depends. If I feel like something needs to be said, I'll say it. If not, it's always good when other people step up and say what they feel too. And we're trying to change a culture around here, which is a long process. It's not going to happen overnight. And I think guys are really open to it and working hard.
Last year you were sort of thrown into the fire. What was that experience like for you, and what did you learn from it?
It was great. I mean, it's something I waited for a long time. So I tried to make the most of it. Unfortunately, it kind of got taken away from me, due to the injury. So I'm out here working hard, looking forward to get back out on the field with those guys and kind of pick things up where I left off.
And Hoyer is injured and writhing in pain over by the Browns bench as he slid awkwardly when he went down.
Bring up the injury. How's the recovery going? And, perseverance has been a big part of your career, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. I mean, you just learn how to deal with adversity. And as far as the recovery is concerned, I've been able to do everything that everyone else has done, up until this point. So keep looking forward to, staying at that level, at that pace. And it'll be good to get on the field next week with, the coaches. And obviously, we've had the time in the meeting rooms, and it's great. But it makes you, even more anxious to get out and, do it with them on the field and let them correct you and kind of teach you how they want things done.
What do you specifically like about Kyle Shanahan's offense?
It's so versatile. I mean, it's multiple. There's different personnel groups. Guys are moving all around. The concepts are great. It's kind of things that I've run before. So, it's now at this point just learning about the terminology and how to call things. So it's really exciting, especially with the type of skilled players that we have. You can spread the ball around and keep the defense on their toes.
A rookie quarterback likely will be drafted. We don't know what round. The competitive nature, is that something you embrace?
Yeah, I mean, you're always looking to compete, and like you mentioned earlier, nothing's ever been given to me in this league or in my career for that matter. So, I'm not looking for anything to be handed to me. I'll compete with whoever it may be and go from there, and I have full confidence in myself, and I think that's all you can really ask for is a chance.
Hoyer to throw. Hoyer's going to get hit. Hoyer got out of there. Hoyer's looking left. Throws it to Rainey. Caught it, and he gets up near a first down. That's not Hoyer. That's Houdini.